Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am so excited because if it is the fourth Monday of the month, it is Al Fulton, NetOne Services,
Breakthrough Networking. Thanks.
Yeah, Breakthrough Networking. How could I forget Breakthrough? And then networking.
Exactly. Thanks for having me on the show, Dave.
Absolutely. It's always nice when you're here on the air, and I've always said it. I mean, IT, you know, everyone needs someone that knows IT. Most businesses, I don't know if they even have that, but they should know about you because I'll tell you, I've said it so many times, and it just keeps happening. You keep providing the best of service I've ever seen. It just happened again with can I mention the name?
Sure.
Go ahead. AJ. So we had some backup online,
challenges.
Not even challenges, just set one up on my laptop, which we did, mm-hmm. and a desktop, you know, for backup, backing up your data. And he went through things, and he just, you know, he can do it remote, and he was on remotes from his office.
Yep, true.
And he just saw things that I would never even know existed.
Yes, the remote access is just makes things so much easier for us versus you trying to describe what's on the screen and or what you did. Well, remote lets us write in. We can see it on the screen. We can see the error. We can duplicate the error. We can try things versus trying to convey to the end user, well, do this, and now tell us what happened. You can imagine seeing is believing. You have to see what's going on.
And I think it's great, the remote stuff. But also, it wasn't for any like specific issues, but to test, does the backup work? Mm-hmm. You know, everyone should test it occasionally. And he tested it. We went on a very popular tax software program called Lacerte, and he went on the line with me with technical support.
Yes.
To ask, well, how do you do this? And of course, they're talking back and forth. If I was alone, I wouldn't even know the questions to ask.
You would have.
He understood
exactly. You'd have the deer in the headlights, and the tech on the other end would not see that. And you're like, oh, yeah. What did you just say?
Exactly. I mean, something about encryption, and Lacerte doesn't, you know, if you encrypt it, it will distort or corrupt the files, mm-hmm. or yeah. blah, blah, blah. And I, you know, so I would have not known the next question, like, well, what do I do? You know, we'll talk to your IT guy, I'm sure, is what they would have said. And he was there on the line.
Exactly.
And we tested that. It worked perfectly. There's stuff with the antivirus that can do stuff, and it did. And mm-hmm. he said, oh, so he just changed that. It's like he knows.
Exactly. That experience is everything.
Well, and experience is great, and he's so nice. That's professional. True. Patient.
True.
You got to be patient with me when it comes to IT, because it's like, what was that again?
Well, it's very common that's why we are we're the experts or the trusted advisor, and this is our expertise. Just like I don't do my own taxes, I go to a trusted advisor to handle that for me. And same thing with IT. There's so many facets. Just like an attorney, I don't know the exact number, but there's like 23 different fields of expertise. I guess accident attorneys. You know, corporate law. There's, also
real estate,
exactly,
litigation. In fact, talking about great attorneys from 3 to 4 on your show, we got a great attorney from Reidnauer, Heighton and Lewis coming in at 3 o'clock.
Exactly, true.
I think about 3:45.
True. And just same thing with IT. There are so many areas of expertise, and that's what we're going to talk about on the show today. Is a little bit about that to educate the audience as so when they call on a computer guy or an IT guy, years of experience make a difference because that person's been exposed to many different areas versus nothing wrong with the tech schools that are out there. They train in a specific field For the when the person comes out, they are versed in certain areas. They'll know the lingo. They'll be familiar with some of the areas, most common areas. But just to throw out the term DOS or Windows 98, Vista, that goes back a few years, and there's even Linux and Unix environments. And the gentleman or somebody said to me once that. There's more that he has forgotten more than I would learn.
Yeah.
I'm now that person with 30 years of experience. I know I have learned and forgotten more than the kids that are coming out of tech school these days.
Amazing. And things change so quickly, right, with technology. So obviously you and your company have to keep up with all the latest technological changes to know how to maintain service and
so correct. true. And in fact, because there's not only the PC, there's the laptop, there's tablets, there's iPhone, there's Android, there's even the RIM, the BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Each of them have their own operating system, and yes, they all connect to the cloud or the internet.
Oh, yeah.
But they each have their own nuances and idiosyncrasies about them.
Yeah, it is amazing. So it's exciting, but it keeps you on your toes for sure.
Yes.
To be able to make sure you understand it. And that's what I also like about your firm, Al, is that, you have a team. There's a lot of solo practitioners out there. And, I'm not to knock solo practitioners, but it's often more difficult, I believe, if you don't have a team.
True.
To maybe stay up with things and to really accomplish everything you want to internally as a structure. But when you have a team and you have people specializing in certain things, it's like one-stop shopping.
Yes.
You got everyone right there at the same place, and that's what I like about your company.
And even if the individual does know, let's just say he knows everything, he can't be in more than one place at a time. He can't be on the phone helping one person and on-site installing peripherals or equipment and then at the office taking care of paperwork or customer service. There's just too many things that need to be handled.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even mention the education, taking time out to go to the training classes. When would he ever get that opportunity to go learn the next technology,
which has got to be challenging in itself as well. So you probably run up against a lot of solo practitioners, I suspect.
I do. It is common, and they have their specialty, and some are just very general, almost like a general doctor. Sees patients, determine if there's a problem or not, and then may send that person to a specialist. And I have a few specialists in my team and also associates that I can draw upon their experience and call on them at any time. So that, the team is very important to success.
It's got to be. And now, before we go into specifics, you also have, it's not just IT. Well, let me ask you, how would you define just IT, in general terms, from your company's standpoint?
Information technology, it stems from the computer because that's the root of it. But there's all the peripherals that support the computer. That's where IT comes in. You've got your internet, which is fed by broadband, whether it's originally was dial-up and then DSL and then cable. Then there's, of course, much faster for the enterprise clients. But those are the common that the small businesses or solopreneurs, micro businesses would use. So with those devices, you have firewalls, you have routers, you have Ethernet switches to tie all the machines together. Then each PC may have its own peripherals that need to communicate, whether it's a scanner, internet access to banking or financial software. Even locally, then there's software like Intuit or there's a variety of different peripherals that tie onto that, which encompass the IT environment.
So it's quite a bit. It's almost everything that is on your computer except the software.
Yes, everything that's on it, in it, ties to it, and ties to the internet, which turns it into a wide area network worldwide. That's where www comes from.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. And how about smartphones? Is that somehow linked up to all this?
Yes, because they use the same, I would say the same technology or infrastructure. You have a, if people aren't familiar with the cloud, a website is really hosted in the cloud. It's on a mainframe or server that's out there in the and at ISP that is just holding the web page, and when someone goes to it, they're going to a remote server. Then there's email server. That's also in the cloud. That's hosted. And I'm assuming that the individual starts out with like a Yahoo or Gmail, even Cox account. Those are in the cloud. That's hosted elsewhere. And then there's data. That's where the iPhone and smartphone comes in. Let's say you store your email at one of these facilities as a business or individual. When you connect your iPhone or smartphone to that the parameters that they give you the credentials, you're now communicating via the cloud. Your email server's in the cloud. So you have now, whether you realize it or not, you're computing in the cloud.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And that's the trend. That's going to keep going.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the next two phases would be shared data, which people are starting to do now. And that's they're sharing photos, they're sharing files. And so, hence, iCloud, you can share music.
Or Windows Live.
Exactly.
I just signed up for that.
Oh, okay.
Because I had to.
Yes.
Because I have Windows Movie Maker, mm-hmm. and somehow it to sign on to send out things to YouTube or Facebook, mm-hmm. I guess I had to sign up for Windows Live.
Yeah, there's a couple other platforms that are out there that are the same and gives you the ability to assign users to the account that you can send a link or an invitation. They click on it or you give them the credentials to log on to your shared site. They can contribute to it or they can just draw from it and watch it. There's a variety of companies that are out there that do that. And next with that, you need to back up the data. And that's also in the cloud. So that's just another server that's out there where you store the information.
And that's a good segue in. Before our first break, we still have about maybe 6 minutes or so or 5 minutes. Why don't we talk about that? Because I'm very familiar with the backup stuff that you provide, NetOne Services.
Yes. There are a couple of varieties or flavors of the backup. Now, the traditional was local, which is either a second hard drive in the computer, a thumb drive, one of those memory sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And for servers, there was the tape drive, which is an antiquated way, a very slow.
It's got to be like outdated these days.
Oh, it is, but that's local backup I wanted to to explain. Then the issue with that is if all the data is local on the premises and something happens, you can't get into the premises, there's a flood or fire or theft, that data is inaccessible or just gone. And all, you know, yes, the server's sitting there and it's damaged, but so is the device that's attached to it, which is your backup, which has all the data on it. So the next step would be to migrate that data offsite. So individuals were carrying the tapes offsite, taking them home, or putting in a purse. And I'm smiling because the audience can't see this, but this just happened this past week. A person, you know, took their drive in and out of the office, two different individuals. One still had the tapes and didn't realize she had something magnetic in her purse. And so tapes are written with magnets, you know, basically ones and zeros. So she wanted to, you know, took the tape back in, thought, you know, needed something off the tape, popped it in, and it says the tape is empty. Absolutely
empty.
Oh,
my gosh.
And it had data when she left, but when she returned, something in her purse erased the entire tape. Another individual has a portable hard drive that she carries in, and she'll connect it on a weekly basis and swap them out.
Is that magnets too?
No, that's gravity that damaged that one. She dropped it. And so those have, you know, they're spinning, you know, parts in them. There's moving parts, and it was spinning, and it was knocked off the shelf while running. So you can imagine, just like if you were to drop a bag of marbles, and you could just hear the shattering, and, you know, that's about what she heard in the drive, and all the data was gone. off of that drive. There is an option to send it into some of the repair places, but providing the platters, the material that's inside is very, it's milled very fine and very close to the heads. It's spinning about 50 to, 100 RPMs all the way up to 10,000. So you can imagine something spinning that fast and you drop it, the head just hits just slightly or momentarily. That's long enough to scratch the entire surface of those drives. So yes, the data can be, irrecoverable from something like that.
That is so scary. And so that leads us to having backup via the basically internet, right, into some secure storage area. That's what I use.
Exactly. And that's why, especially with your laptop, since you're traveling a lot and it's a high probability that it will be knocked off of a chair.
Which I've done. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. And you saved me on that one, too, by the way.
True. Luckily, the laptop
was okay. It was the little power thing got stuck, right?
Yes.
Whatever it's called.
Exactly. So trying to describe was that when you're traveling, it's not easy to back it up, nor is it convenient, nor do you have the opportunity to.
It's perfect now.
Exactly. So with the online backup, whenever the computer is idle, of course we can set a clock and determine a schedule when it's to back up, whether it's when it's idle or at a specific frequency, hourly, once a day. But in any case, you don't have to carry around physical devices with you, like the devices I described earlier, thumb drive, RAM stick, or anything larger that's more fragile.
Yeah.
Or actually, that's even another point, that is if you drop or lose that device, let's say not even drop it physically, as in gravity damage, if you drop it and you misplace it, you leave it in the airplane, you leave it in
a cab,
that data is still accessible, meaning someone just takes your drive, plugs into their device, and they can see everything that you have on there. We'll talk about that in another segment, how to protect yourself against that if you do have one of those devices. So, but that just online backup is a really good option and solution these days.
Well, I like it because on the desktop, it's the way it's described, it was the laptop is like a sub account, so it would have its own storage area pretty much. It's not going to rewrite over the desktop.
Correct.
Which is sort of cool because then it's almost like double protection sometimes. If there's some, it could be some duplication, but I'm up with that. I mean, I like that.
Correct. So it has its own identity or profile so that if you needed to restore data, you know which machine it came from.
Yeah.
And there are iterations. You can go back so many days. And if something was, and most people think, I just need to back it up once. Well, that's not necessarily true because the files may change. You have photos, you're always adding. But what if there's a folder that is corrupted or deleted? And if it's not backed up on that one device, with the differential backup, you can go back multiple days, 30 days, a month or so, and you can recover it. And a lot of individuals don't realize that. When you delete it, it's gone off the local hard drive.
I think it's great. So when we come back from our break, we'll discuss a little bit more about that and how people can actually give you a call to inquire about how they can back up their data. I use it on both machines, like we talked about. It's easy, it's convenient, and your people are phenomenal.
Right.
They're all professional, they're easy to work with. And
thank you, Dave.
And they're kind. And we'll be right back.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, NetOne Services, great IT company, but not just IT. I mean, you have a great web division, too.
Yes, so we have a very good programmer and actually a couple of them, and they do a very good job for small businesses, a very inexpensive solution for the micro business and solopreneur.
And if they want to see a sample, they can go to sportsbreakthrough.com. And one of your guys clearly designed that. I think it's excellent. Sportsbreakthrough.com, that's our sports website. Looking good. I really like what Christian did on your behalf and our behalf.
Yes, he did a nice job on that. I like it a lot.
Yeah, great design. So we talked a little bit about the backup. Very important. So anyone out there really... take note of that. It's much easier to have an online backup system, I believe. It will automatically back up once you preset the what files and data you want backed up.
Yep.
You just set the time, boom, it goes, and you can test it occasionally if you want, but it works. I already tested it.
Exactly. And I didn't mention the prior segment, but there was a gentleman who had all of his pictures. He had like a terabyte. It's 1,000 gigabytes worth of pictures on a portable hard drive. He would take the pictures and thinking that he would have them in a safe place and back them up to this portable hard drive. Well, one day it just wouldn't turn on anymore. So there again, even though he was backing up the computer and then started storing data on this external backup drive, it also failed, not due to physical, gravity or anything, water. It just stopped. Wouldn't turn on, and he just thought all those years of the photos from the families, the wedding, the trip, the cruise, the vacations, everything was on that hard drive, and didn't have it copied anywhere else.
Oh.
Yes, that could be devastating, especially with loved ones who are no longer near or with us. Just online backup would have saved him, and it's inexpensive insurance make sure you have those files, photos, music in another safe place besides your in your possession or near your computer equipment.
Important documents, if you're a professional out there, whether attorney, CPAs, whatever, it's absolutely critical. I mean critical to have that. And yes. So let's give your number out real quick if people want to call you on the backup, and then we'll continue.
Sure,
with
it is 602-889-7270, or you can email me at alf@net1services.com.
See, that's valuable. I'm so glad I have it. And as you know, I just switched to you guys.
Yes, and yes, we're...
Because I had, well, I won't name the company, but they... All of a sudden, I get a letter, and they're merging, or they got bought out, and it was tough enough to get in touch with them anyway. And all of a sudden, this other company said, "Oh, we've evidently you're our client now." Of course, they didn't ask me, but they assumed it. And I said, "Oh," and then I found out you have it. I go, "Oh, no, I'm going with Al." And
yes,
that's what I did.
One of my clients was also with that other service, and I, you know, they asked me, you know, some questions, and I said, sure, I'll call tech support and in their behalf and find out, you know, regarding the rates and accessibility of their data.
You mean the new company that?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I could not get through to them. And when I mentioned that through, you know, to the customer, she said, I had the same experience. Oh. And, what good is my data if I can't get to it?
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. So there's nothing like it to have someone accessible. That's, you know, when you need it, it's precious.
Yes, yes. And for the businesses, we work with a couple different companies, and they actually have, one of them specifically has a service that in case of a disaster, they will actually transfer the data onto a drive the same day, overnight it, and so you can have the entire drive and all the data
wow.
live the next day, and that's part of their service. So for the small businesses, some of these other smaller backup companies, which I won't name, but you might want, you know, the listeners to question, ask them if in case of a disaster, how quickly can you recover your data? And if they say simply, well, you can download it, well, it to give you an idea, just even 1 gigabyte of data could take 24 hours to, and that's
oh.
that's at with a really, really fast internet connection. And if there are errors, it will stop and retry. You know, because there, you know, the broadband is in certain technology, it's shared. So in the afternoon, when the kids get out of school, the internet runs really slow because that technology is a shared broadband technology. Everybody in that neighborhood is using that technology. So to give you an example, we had one site that was that we, I guess, adopted that they attempted to restore just a couple hundred megs. And it took like 3 days to get the data from, you know, download it successfully, all
oh,
of it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so you can imagine being down for 3 days while you wait for your data to trickle in was just it's almost as bad as not having the data. It should have just they could have just closed the doors and been just as profitable, I guess.
Wow, that's incredible. So you're saying that you have a company that will take the data off their
drive, their equipment. I'll give you the scenario.
Yeah,
nightly there's a seed backup that's made. That's, let's just call that the full backup.
Like
and,
what I have.
Yes.
So through you.
And then
yeah.
each day, however often you'd like it updated, it writes those copies to the backup. Let's say 120 days, you know, 4 months out. There something occurs and you want to restore the entire hard drive. Let's say you replace the hard drive in your laptop and you wanted to recover all that mm-hmm. data, then you connect it to the internet. It would take an extremely, you can imagine a laptop, you have to sit there, leave
yeah.
it on 2 to 3 days straight before oh. you could use it again. Or this particular company that I work with, they will actually, upon notification, they'll start copying the information to a portable hard drive. They will have all the shipping arranged, and they will, as soon as the data is done, they package it and ship it overnight. And just depending, I know there are some depots that have same-day delivery, like to the airport. Not that anyone may need that, but that option is there. They will ship it per your instructions, counter to counter, from, you know, like FedEx to a airport counter for the person to pick up. I've had to do that before, but not with this company, but I've had to do that before with a disaster recovery scenario where we had to get a system back up and running, had equipment shipped overnight, drives, controllers, and had the customer up and running the next morning.
So with a hard drive, a portable, like, external drive,
yes,
can you can transfer all that into your laptop?
Yes.
And it's, like, quick?
Yep. It's once you have the drive locally in your premises or in your possession, it's depending on what data you need off there. You don't have to restore everything.
Oh, just what you need.
You just plug the drive in, and it shows up as a drive letter. And if you needed some legal documents off there, you just, you know.
Oh, my. That is a good service.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's important. So, see, that I'm a big fan of that. That there's no doubt anyone listening now should really take note of this. And I've had some interesting experiences, that's all I'll say, with other online backup places, and I just haven't really found one till now that's really been accessible and good, and especially when things go wrong, you don't know who to turn to. But mm-hmm. You guys are right there on the spot anytime someone needs help.
And I'll be happy to discuss the options with any listeners that are out there that want to call me, and I'll divulge the secrets to them one-on-one.
Oh, good. That's even better. So, of course, your number is 602-889-7270.
Correct, yes.
All righty. So let's go. Let's see. Are we close to our next break? Yeah, we are close to our next break. Why don't we take a quick break? And when we come back, we'll talk about security. That's something everyone should know about. And I suspect there's some laws with certain professionals that they need security. That's going to be interesting. So we'll be right back after this break.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Hey, And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, NetOne Services, every fourth Monday from 2 to 4. Some great information because, like I said, everyone needs an IT professional on their team. There is no question about it. With computers, technology changing constantly, how is anyone to know?
Exactly. There are four individuals you really need to know. That's a CPA,
yes,
attorney, a doctor, and an IT.
You know, we have three out of the four today on your show.
Ah, true.
Hey, that's sort of cool. Is there a doctor in the house? And there's no doctor in the house. But you're right. And, you know, and maybe even a business coach. Sometimes these days, business coaches, a good one can actually really help.
That's true.
Yeah. And, of course, we have our own Lori and Joel Battaglia. Living the Dream Coaches are very good.
Ah, yes. I've listened to their show.
Yeah, they're very cool people. So let's see. Security, passwords, and a bunch of stuff with security. Tell us what people should know about security.
Well, this something that everyone may have heard is LinkedIn. There were 6.5 million, or even maybe more than that, passwords that the credentials were compromised.
Oh.
That could be as simple as someone copied all the passwords and then they'll write a program to just try every single account and every single password until they crack it. Or if they have more than that, meaning if they get the user login ID and the password, it's just a matter of running a program that will just log in as the individuals, and if their password hasn't been changed routinely, that old password will work. They can then access the account, and they can get they'll have access to any information that's on there, whether it's business, personal, social security numbers, addresses. I'm not sure that, you know, anyone would put their driver's license information in there. There may be credit card information, expiration date, SIC code, and, you know, just a variety of information that someone in the wrong hands could do one of two things. Log into other accounts like financial and banking accounts, or just go out and steal the identity and start, you know, apply for lines of credit and credit cards. And so either way, it's not a good situation. So that's why I wanted to bring up security. And there's a way. And this could happen at just about any company that has profiles, you know, stored on the internet. And there's a good habit to get into is change the password on a quarterly basis. So roughly every 90 days.
So quarterly, you say change all your passwords, right?
Yes. And with that said, have different passwords. Have a password that you use for online shopping that you may even want to change more frequently. And the reason for that is your financial institutions, theirs is usually a little bit more stringent or strict. They'll have numbers and upper and lower case. They'll have special characters that they do that to make it more difficult for anyone that's just trying to guess your password, and that's a little bit difficult, more challenging to try to remember those. And so you could use the same password on a couple different financial accounts, but don't share that with anyone. That's key number one. Don't share that password. Two, make it something that you can remember. And just a little tip is change some of the characters to numbers or a special character like a dollar symbol. Mm. So if like the letter S, you replace it with a dollar. If it's a O, change it to a zero, and or add a special character. Now each website is a little different. Some don't like the tildes or pound signs or exclamations. So it just it'll give you a little warning if it's not acceptable, of course, and just alter it slightly. And so it's very important to change it often. And make it tricky, but easy enough for you to remember. You don't want to forget your own password, of course.
And let me guess, you probably shouldn't use your birthday.
Or your dogs, you know, or cats' names, or children.
Because people can guess that.
Your street address numbers, those are very common. And for coupon shopping or, you know, when you're on those websites, sure, you can do that. But don't put anything of vital information about yourself on those sites.
Wow, that makes sense. So security, that's really, really important. So change every quarter and don't share with others your password unless, I guess, you're working with someone that's your partner or something.
No, the sites are becoming more sophisticated where they'll actually let you add another or multiple profiles on your account. Mm. So I know there's a couple banking institutions that do that. And this is on the business side. I'm not sure about the personal side.
Yeah.
The business side, they will give multiple profiles with access to different things. One person may have access to make deposits. Another one can actually run reports and pull financial information. That's just an FYI. Some of the other accounts like airlines and auto rental places, they'll allow multiple profiles so everyone doesn't log in with the same profile.
Yeah.
And that way you can also restrict access to an individual simple by just contacting them or logging in as the administrative account and then restricting access.
So you said someone broke into LinkedIn, huh? LinkedIn.
Yes, they did. And LinkedIn, it was all over the news.
I heard about that. So as time goes on, even though there's more securities, are the hackers getting more sophisticated?
They are. They actually, there are programs that are written to just do just that. Put, you know, guess usernames and passwords.
Wow.
And they just almost like a random generator that they would use for, you know, the Powerball or any of the other lottery. They do the same thing, and it just sits there and it just spits out passwords until it eventually says, like you see on TV, access granted, and they're in.
So, you know, that's incredible. So do you think at some point let me put it this way. I heard about this sophisticated worm, the virus,
mm-hmm.
that's been around actually for a couple years, but located more in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And they think it was maybe designed by maybe the U.S. or Israel or something, and they broke into Iran, their nuclear department.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to comment on but, hacking or...
isn't that interesting? That is that the new warfare? In a way, you know, sophisticated
yes.
corruption and it brought down or did something to the nuclear, the computers that were trying to figure stuff out. Isn't that strange?
Yes, it is. I won't say it's public information, but if it's in the World Wide Web, it's accessible to everybody.
That's amazing, though. It's and in fact, it could be scary. Wasn't there a movie, Justin Long, there was some movie with him and Bruce Willis, I think, about hacking or something, and it shut down all of New York City or something.
There were a couple movies like that, yes.
Is that possible?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because everything has an address, and I shouldn't say everything, but most of the devices on the Internet have an IP address, an Internet Protocol address. So just like driving down a street, each curb has its address to a house, and so each computer has its own IP address, and I will address that in the security section here in just a second. Once a device has an IP address, if somebody knows that address, they can target it. And like the DoD and some of the others, they try to change theirs frequently. But if the sophistication of the programs that are out there, they are very, very sophisticated these days.
That is so scary. Even some city's water department, someone infiltrated that. Forgot what city in. And start contaminating or doing something with the water. So it's like, is this world becoming more scary in a way because of that?
Well, there is a new protocol, IPv6. It's what's currently out there is the version 4, and that uses 4 sets of 3 digits. Well, the new protocol is much more robust. So it's more than just an address. You don't just, you know, guess. I have a random generator come up with, 12 numbers and just, you know, click through them and just start running utilities that will eventually find a hole in a firewall or a router. It'll be a little bit more secure.
So the battle of the hackers, that would be good, like a heavyweight bout, you know. But I think they hire hackers to go against other hackers.
Actually, yes. In Las Vegas, annually they have a hackers convention.
Really?
Yes, they do. And there's a competition who can crack the strongest encryptionist out there in a specific, you know, or less in the fastest time, or just to do it, period. And each year they have teams of individuals or even, you know, some geniuses out there that do it on their own. And they're just phenomenal. They're just that, geniuses.
Well, that's in Las Vegas?
Yes.
Really? Do you know when? I'd like to go. I'm not a hacker, but I'd like to watch and interview them.
Almost like the poker games.
Yeah.
Yes.
Be sort of cool.
Yes.
I bet we'll see that on ESPN, right?
Eventually.
Hacker number one versus hacker number two. So you got. So you have to be really smart, right? You got to be.
Oh, yes. I'm almost like a rocket scientist. I mean,
really?
You have to understand, you know, encryption methods and almost everyone that's out there, combinations of them, and have the ability to crunch those numbers in your heads and the variations, and how quickly, and have a computer powerful enough to run through all these iterations, because somebody has to program it to generate these, and then that's how they
wow. Okay. So they're like, they can count cards too, I bet.
Oh, that would be just.
Is that why they're in Vegas?
They were probably banned from all the, you know, the tables.
Remember that movie 21?
Yes.
Amazing, right?
Yes.
Wow, that's why they went to four decks, I think, in Las Vegas. But I bet a good one can still count cards.
Oh, absolutely. Right? That's nothing to them at all.
Wow, Vegas trip tomorrow. Okay, just kidding. Why don't we take a quick break, and then there's a lot more we can go through, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of action still with the IT, and this has been really enlightening, I got to tell you. There's so much people need to know. I'm learning a whole bunch, and of course, Breakthrough Thinking, Al Fulton's in the house. NetOne Services is Breakthrough Networking. We'll be right back.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hershberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly. Whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hershberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hershberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hershberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and every fourth Monday of the month between 2 and 4, it is Al Fulton and Breakthrough Networking. Of course, Al Fulton's owner of NetOne Services. We've been talking about backup systems, online especially, and some fun stuff too about the Hackers Convention in Las Vegas. I want to know when that is. That's really interesting. That could be good competition.
It could be just fun to watch as well.
I'd be interested in how they do that stuff.
As they pull up one of the banks and say, hey, look, I'm in here. Here's the treasury.
And they get a reward for doing it. So that would be interesting how they control that, too. But that's fascinating. We want to talk a little bit about sales and marketing software and CRM software. Which one? You want to start with CRM?
I will. The simple CRM that everyone's familiar with would be Outlook. It contains the information for different companies, their addresses, telephone numbers, even photos of employees or staff. So it is the basic CRM. Now, some CRMs have a capability of tying into a e-commerce site or email marketing campaigns, and one of those companies would be Constant Contact. That's a very popular program, and you can customize your web interface for the email and then merge in those contacts. So it is a simple and easy to use CRM marketing software. There are a couple others that are out there as well, but it's always changing. They come up with different versions and different features, so it's we'll have a different segment on that and also on the website in the near future. Next would be the accounting software that can tie into right into the internet, cloud-based. Intuit has one. They have their QuickBooks Online. Mm-hmm. There's FreshBooks, which is a very simple, very, very simple, easy to use, a three user account. It's very cost-effective. You can add parts and services, and you can send invoices directly to individuals. And I don't know if it allows you the individuals to pay via credit card online, but I believe that's in the works.
Wow, I haven't heard of that. FreshBooks, is that new?
Within the last, I'm familiar with it, the last 2 years.
Really? So are they competition for QuickBooks?
No, because it is just that very simple, simplistic, very no real bells and whistles, but cost effective, very user friendly.
That which is important.
Yes,
I would say
it's a good starter package.
Yeah, no doubt. So you classify that under sales and marketing. So that even though it's an accounting.
I did bring that in because I was the CRM. There are different methods, and as well as QuickBooks has its own CRM. It has its contacts in it, and there are some very popular programs that are out there that you can. I see that you're searching the internet right now. Put in CRM and see what pops up. Another popular one's called Sugar CRM,
Sugar CRM, and I get a picture of myself dating many people. I don't know. Are you sure that's what it was? Okay, I did type in Sugar CRM, the official site of Sugar CRM, and I'm clicking on that now. Leading companies, it says Choose Sugar CRM. So what is this? This is
It is basically an on-site CRM program, a contact relation management that keeps your contacts organized for you. You can schedule callbacks, to-dos, keep track of sales. There's a couple others that are very popular out there that are for the enterprise level CRMs.
Now, when you say enterprise level, what are you referring to?
Where it can handle hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals that can share that contact information with user rights. So different individuals have rights to view, modify, delete, and full access.
Wow. So that's so important to have some type of contact management system, because if you look at assets of your business, I mean, the typical ones from an accounting standpoint are one thing, cash and fixed assets and appreciable type stuff. But really an asset, I mean, anyone you meet is really an asset, right? They know a lot of people. And,
yes.
And how do you... You should have some type of contact management system to really keep them in the system and to have some type of contact with them at least periodically.
Yes, and the one I was tying in all of these together with one program that I had in mind, and that's called Infusionsoft, and it does all four. It has the CRM, the e-commerce, which is credit card processing as well, web interface, as well as the accounting side of it. So it can, it's a very robust program, and I was leading into it because for a small business that would like to keep track of everything in one place and not have to enter the contacts in one place, and then once a proposal is generated, rekey in the information to proposal, then take that information and move it to an invoice, and then take that, move it up to the internet, or what a proper thought in this. Somebody could plan out how to successfully navigate, do it one time, be very efficient, and cut down on a lot of retyping and operator error.
Yeah, so that's very, very important. So there's so much, and so do you advise people on CRM type software? Is that part of what you do, or are you just
I'm just familiar with it,
yeah.
And personal experience with it. But it's not something that falls typically within an IT. That would be under consulting. And there are marketing individuals that specialize in that. And that's a good point. We should probably have someone on as a guest that specializes in that, and that we could have some callers pose some questions and give a couple live examples.
That'd be a great idea, because there's so much, especially going towards social media, it appears, and how that could link up with some great contact management systems, because it's one thing to have a system, but what are you going to do with it? Are you going to be able to get more exposure out there for your product, your service, and how are you going to do that? Social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, that type of stuff, it's right in the cutting edge right now.
Exactly. Now, as an IT company, we provide the hardware and Windows servers, Windows platform servers, and Windows PCs that you can run the programs on. Once they are installed, that's where it's not really an IT issue. It's more of a specialized, like whether it's an accounting package or marketing. You bring in a person to train on it and implement it.
Yeah, so that's really good stuff. And because, if you think about it, and you said it earlier, everyone should have like a CPA, attorney, IT person. You mentioned a doctor.
Yes.
That would be good. And also, of course, but from a business standpoint, certainly IT.
Yes.
Attorney, CPA, and maybe a business coach. And because there's so many areas of business people aren't experts in. And
correct.
You get your team together, put their heads together, and guess what? You're going to have, you're going to beat the competition. You're going to have greater quality service for people. So The team approach is always great. So anyway, wow, can you believe the hour zoomed by? But guess what? There's more Breakthrough Networking from 3 to 4. We're going to have Damian Meyer, great attorney from Reitner, Heitken & Lewis, calling in any minute now, talking about legal issues with businesses. Things that you should know, things you want to keep away from, things to keep you safe, and we'll be right back.
Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Reidenauer, Heitken & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Heitken & Lewis law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly. Whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.